I got a fax today with a sample of a book cover for my next Western novel. Now, the artist is doing a great job, but there was one glaring difficulty. He had the saddle scabbard on the wrong side of the saddle. Now, I know not many readers would care what side of the saddle my hero, Tap Andrews, carries his rifle on, but it makes a difference to me. A saddle scabbard is a heavy leather case that your rifle or your carbine slips into. Usually they're fastened to the saddle horn. The height of the scabbard must be adjusted to come just about at the bend of the knees. Most riders carry the gun on their left side, the stock facing away from him. This arrangement allows them to have the gun available on the same side of the horse when they dismount and get ready to shoot. Well, this artist had the scabbard hanging from the right side, and I'm afraid old Tap would get shot before he had time to run all the way around Brownie to the other side of his saddle and retrieve his Winchester 73. In the old West, a man had to keep his guns handy. In the spiritual realm, we've got a few weapons, too, and it's crucial for our spiritual survival that we keep them handy. According to Scripture, one of our best weapons is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is, our Bible. Do you know where your Bible is? Is it around the house somewhere? Is it in a box of family treasures stored out in the garage? Where do you normally leave it? Maybe you're like me. I leave one right by the dining room table for family devotion time, and another's always on my office desk, and there's a third in the side pocket of my Suburban, and a fourth is by the nightstand at the bed. But you know, if you can't get to it, it's not going to be very useful. And if you don't know how to use it, it won't help much either. You know, it's not difficult to develop the skills needed to use your Bible. All you have to do is read it over and over and over again and talk to other Christians about what you're learning. Now, you already knew that, didn't you? But the problem is, too many folks ignore the problem until they get in a jam. And by then, it might just be too late. That goes for the old West cowboy trying to tug a saddle gun out of the scabbard, and it goes for the modern disciple trying quickly to lay hold of biblical truth.